Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 9, verses 17 through 29. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading today comes from Mark chapter 9. And someone from the crowd answered Jesus, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy. And he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, the disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One can imagine the defeat in the father's voice. "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." He's come to Jesus because he believes that Jesus can heal his son. This demon seizes the boy, convulses him, and if that's not enough, seeks to destroy his son by throwing him at these times into the fire and into water. Jesus' disciples are unable to cast out the demon. They're unable to help. And now there's confusion and arguing in this crowd. And into this mess, Jesus, fresh off of his transfiguration, walks. Maybe easy to place ourselves into the two sides of this conflict. One side, like the Father, sometimes our church, our pastor, our leaders, our parents, our kids, let us down. They don't do what's right. Or they're impotent to fix the broken. And when we see the failings of others, when disasters strike, when we see the storm of unrest even within our own church, we can begin to doubt not only our leaders, but Christ, who is supposed to be reigning on the throne. Like the Father, we might wonder, not only, "God, will you help?" But, "God, can you help? If you can, are you able?" Instead of praying to our Heavenly Father with boldness and confidence, we pray timidly, without. The shortcomings of others cause us to doubt Jesus' power and ability. On the other side, we can be like the disciples. They all too easily and quickly make it about them. They forget to pray. They forget to focus on Jesus, to realize that all of it is His. And they're left in doubt, wondering what went wrong. Why couldn't we do it? When we face roadblocks, when our good intentions and best laid plans fail, when we see need and are powerless to help, we can ask, what did I do wrong? When we take our eyes off of Jesus, when we focus on ourselves and our ability, when our prayers stop in the moment of trial as we look to our power instead of Christ's, we can doubt as we wonder why Jesus didn't work the way we thought He should, through us and our wisdom and our plans and our ways. And so while we can see ourselves in the father of this boy, and maybe into the disciples as well, the one in the account for today that we're maybe most like is the boy. He's the one in need. Need of Jesus' action and mercy. Needing to receive the gifts and power of Jesus. And that's exactly what Jesus does. He drives out this demon, the devil, and all his works and all his ways. And there the boy lays as good as dead, until Jesus touches him and makes him alive. You are in need, bound in sin. And in your baptism, you are rescued from the devil as he is driven out. Your old self dies in the waters of baptism. You are dead in your trespasses and sin until connected to the death and resurrection of Jesus. You then rise to newness of life. We come up short. We can't solve the problems of others. We can doubt God. Life, work can all be going great until we hit a roadblock and we can cry out, God, if you can, wondering if God is there. But instead of saying, if you can, we do better to quote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who say, our God can, but even if he doesn't. For them, it wasn't a matter of God's ability. They knew he could, but they knew he didn't always. Not out of lack of ability or compassion, but because God acts according to his own good purpose, according to a plan that we can't see. So when we face trials, we know that our God can. Jesus says, if I can, all things are possible with God. And then Jesus acts. When we doubt, know that Jesus can and has acted for you. He was not powerless, but went to the cross. And he rose from the dead for you, to make life and forgiveness not only possible, but a reality for you. And so in the midst of life, when we struggle with unbelief, we have a simple prayer. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And while we live in the reality of the now, that we've been saved through Christ's work and that we've been connected to him through our baptism, and while we still wait for that not yet, where all things will be made new, in this time, we don't place our trust in ourselves or others. Others will let us down, and we don't have the answers or power or ability. Only through Jesus do we live and move and have our being. And so we pray, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We look to Jesus. We have faith in him through whom all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.